Hello and welcome to Eliza's Havoc. My name is Dominique. I'm your host today. And this podcast is about a little of everything. We share opinions. We don't push our agendas onto anybody. If you want to share an opinion or you want to speak on anything that is ever of a topic or even add a topic to the show, please call in, write in. I'm eager to hear from you. With that being said, welcome to the new listeners. Hi, how are you guys? And let's get started, shall we? Well, the first topic of the sector will be a little bit about me. I am a wife and a mother of four. I work from home. I own my own independent business. In my independent business, what I do is that I own a call center. I also have other friends who own their own businesses. And their type of businesses range from designing clothes to designing jewelry pieces to other call centers to finding a new way to be able to use marijuana to heal the sick. It's a little bit of everything and anything. And like I said before, we don't judge. So with that being said, I have a co-host. She is my daughter. Her name is Julia. Occasionally, you will hear her and she will give her insight to any and all situations, but usually she's just quiet in the background and making sure that I have the right motivation for the change of topic. So, with this topic, which was a little bit about me, I guess I can go into more detail. Some things about me, other than what I told you. As you can hear via my voice, I'm an African-American young lady. And I am going to be speaking on mothering, or not mothering, but parenting. The type of parenting I do, if any of you have any black friends, especially black mamas or black female friends, the type of parenting I do is I'm a perfect mix of nurture and tough love. In my house, there is a circumstance or a consequence to every decision made. My children understand that there is always a choice, and you always have to make it. There is always a reaction or a circumstance or a consequence, either positive or negative, to every choice. And that with those consequences or circumstances, there is outcomes or things of this nature. So everything you do has a certain outcome or has another reaction. With this, I'm trying to teach my children how to be forward thinkers, how to be able to also think on their feet. This way, they'll be able to, in a split second, be able to understand that they have to make a choice and a judgment, be able to think, if I make this judgment, what will happen next? If I make this judgment, what will happen next? And be able to choose the best of both worlds and also be prepared for whatever consequence, circumstance may arise due to the choice they made. This is just assisting with my general goal in being a parent, which is to make sure that my children have every skill needed to become successful adults. So that's one aspect of me. Another thing about me is I love to talk. Hence the podcast. But I also like to walk. I spend time on the phone. I'm in customer service. Along with my job that I work from home with. My independent business is also the same. It's for talkers who know how to talk, who can be professional, and understand that when you're on that clock, you're professional no matter what, 100%. Doesn't matter who comes in, doesn't matter the temperament of coming in. Now, I can't speak for what happens when you get off that clock. But as long as you're on it, hey, you got to be professional. You got to be able to turn it on and turn it off. Another thing about me is years ago, I used to dance. I danced in Kansas and thoroughly enjoyed it. Once again, it's another type of job where I was able to talk to a lot of people. And I guess other aspects of that job I saw differently than most. Like, things I liked about the job is I got to play dress up. I got to look sexy in my dress up clothes. I got to wear heels. That was the only time that I was what one would consider a girly girl. Anyone who actually knows me outside the podcast would understand that. I'm usually a jeans, t-shirt, or boots kind of girl. So it's very different to see me in evening wear, evening gown, lingerie, or anything like this with stiletto heels on. Sometimes I would be in a small little party dress, still fully covered, still very appealing, but still very modest, even in that type of industry of a gentleman's club. But I did that for 13 years, absolutely loved it. At that time, I had my oldest two children, and with that, one of the things I loved about the job was that at any time, I had the means to be able to take care of anything that popped up. This was generally the time in my life where I decided that I wasn't going to let other people's opinions change me, alter me, phase me, or sidetracked me from what my initial goal was. And what that means is this. A lot of people have opinions about strippers, dancers, exotic dancers, peelers, entertainers, whatever you want to call them. And majority of the time, those opinions are not positive. But at the end of the day, I was the one that's responsible for taking care of my children. I was the one responsible for taking care of my bills. I was the one responsible for making sure that my children had the best of anything and everything that I could possibly provide to them. If dancing was my way of being able to take care of my children, if dancing was my way of making sure I never had to be on welfare, if dancing was my way to make sure that I got whatever it is I wanted, I needed, if dancing was my way to make sure that my bank accounts stayed level so that I could get credit to be able to move on, if dancing was my stepping stone to achieve what my later goal would be, then opinions really didn't matter, because with an opinion, you're not going to take care of the same needs, values with your opinion. As much as I love other people's opinions, you can say what you will, but if I decide to stop doing what I'm doing, you're not going to come out of pocket to take care of me and my children. You're not going to come out of pocket to pay my bills. You're not going to come out of pocket and do everything you need to on top of whatever it is I need to make sure that I'm not on welfare. You're not going to come out of pocket for these things. And even though you have an opinion, the responsibility doesn't lie on you. It still lies on me. So from that point in my life, I truly decided that everyone is going to have an opinion, but it's up to you to decide if you're going to even entertain that opinion, or are you going to continue to stay focused on your goal and do what you need to do. I decided to go ahead and continue to stay focused. And mind you, while I was dancing, please understand, that was not a dirty little secret. That was never anything that I'm ashamed of. Nothing in my life have I done that I have ever been ashamed of doing. Because everything that I've done in my life, regardless of whether it ended well for me or not, has brought me to the people in my life that have made the biggest impact on my life, positive and negative, which are things that I needed to be able to be the person I am today. My choices have brought me into the path of those I needed to be around, situations I needed to be in, ways for me to understand how tough I was, and times where I was motivated by things I saw or experienced to be able to push me to the level to where I am a wife, I am a mother, I am a business owner, and I'm able to work from home, which in a lot of cases is only a dream to some people. Another one of the many things about me is my mother passed away April of 2014. Now, I am 33. And when she passed away, she was in her mid-80s. Anyone can do the math, can see that there's a still relatively large age gap in between that. So a lot of my ways, my thoughts, my opinions, my actions are from someone that was in a different generation or a mental time than me. In other words, a lot of things that some people would learn from their grandparents, their great-grandparents, I got that firsthand because I got it from my mom. So my state of mind is a bit different than, let's say, the next young lady who's 32, who's still trying to figure out how to get all their stuff together. Now, this is not me knocking them at all. Hey, if you're trying to figure it out, get it together, that's awesome. That's amazing. That's always good news. But I came from a generation of contingency plan. So I was always taught to think forward and have a backup for something. Even if you didn't foresee it happen, it's always good to have a backup for anything that could go right or anything that could go wrong. So these are a few telltale signs and aspects about me. If you all would like to know anything else, please favorite my podcast channel and go ahead and message me. I'll see you later, guys.